Toxins Are Us. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Is your lipstick laden with lead? Is your baby's bottle toxic? The American Chemistry Council assures us that they make the products that help keep you safe and healthy. But U.S. consumers are actually exposed to a vast array of harmful chemicals and additives embedded in toys, cosmetics, plastic water bottles, and countless other products. U.S. chemical and manufacturing industries have fought regulation, while Europe moves ahead with strict prohibitions against the most harmful toxins. The European Union says regulation is good for business, inspiring consumer confidence and saving money over the long term. Most people would be surprised to learn that the cosmetics industry in the United States is largely unregulated. Investigative journalist Mark Shapiro is the author of Exposed, The Toxic Chemistry of Everyday Products and What's at Stake for American Power. In the absence of oversight, researchers and journalists like Shapiro and grassroots organizations have stepped into the breach.
Whether it's your nail polish, eyeshadow, actually shampoo, essentially personal care products, is not regulated by the FDA. The FDA doesn't even have the power to regulate it. And numerous times in the Senate over the last 50 years, there have been efforts to actually expand the purview of the FDA, and it's been repeatedly beaten back by the cosmetics industry.
Shapiro adds, details on the toxins are hard to come by.
The reason I even know what kind of material is in cosmetics is not because the FDA has told us. It's actually because the European Union has taken the action to remove that stuff, and they have a list.
The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics lists numerous toxins that appear regularly in cosmetics and personal care products, among them lead and phthalates. Phthalates are linked to birth defects, including disruption of genital development in boys, decreased sperm counts, and infertility. Lead appears in lipstick and hundreds of other products. The CSC reports lead is a proven neurotoxin linked to learning, language, and behavioral problems, miscarriage, reduced fertility in both men and women, hormonal changes, menstrual irregularities, and delays in puberty onset in girls. Yes, this is the stuff women and girls are putting on their lips all day, licking it off and reapplying. The European Union, with 27 member nations representing almost half a billion people, is asserting itself on issues of toxins using serious economic muscle. Stavros Dimas is the European Union Commissioner for Environment. He explains the long-term benefits of regulation.
The medical expenses for chemicals-related diseases will be less. Medicines will not be needed. We shall not lose working hours, and the productivity will be better. So the overall benefits of REACH will by far outweigh the cost to the industry.
Again, investigative journalist Mark Shapiro.
The European states pay for health care of their citizens. So when people, advocates and scientists and such, started arguing these cases with their governments, they made an economic argument. They said, look, you invest now in getting these things out of circulation, and in 10, 20, 30 years down the line, there are going to be billions of dollars in savings. And that's, in fact, what the European Commission now estimates, that by these array of different environmental initiatives, they're going to save up to 40, 50 billion euros over the next 30 years. So it's an enormous financial investment in the health of their, you know, citizens. And whereas in America, you know, God forbid something happens to any of us, basically, we're basically on our own.
In the wake of the 2007 China toy recall in the U.S. because of lead found in the toys, Congress passed and President Bush signed the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, a key provision mandating a ban of phthalate and lead-containing products intended for children 12 years of age and younger went into effect February 10th. If you bought a plastic toy before that date, beware. After the law passed last summer, some stores stuffed their shelves with tainted toys and sold them at fire sale prices to unload the toxic inventory. Safe alternatives for toys, cosmetics, shampoos, and other products are becoming increasingly available as demand for organic products grows. The difference between market forces limiting toxins and a law doing it, says Shapiro?
If you have a law people, it makes it far more equitable because everybody gets the same protections, whether you have the resources or the knowledge to pursue the alternatives.
That's where the European Union comes in, with its expansive and world-leading regulatory system in place called REACH, for registration, evaluation, authorization, and restriction of chemical substances. Shapiro writes, the European-led revolution in chemical regulation requires that thousands of chemicals finally be assessed for their potentially toxic effects on human beings and signals the end of American industry's ability to withhold critical data from the public. Well, tough regulations on toxins are not only essential to saving lives, they also make good business sense. The U.S. now has an opportunity to catch up to our European partners and make changes that are more than just cosmetic. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.